Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's talk, honorable brothers, I wish to discuss three issues. Number one, how we can enhance our iman. Secondly, something about Ramadan, because Ramadan is at our doorstep. And finally, the challenge that we face here in South Africa and many other parts of the world. In life, we all look at priorities. Every day we know there's a priority in life. And when we go out, we say, I must do this, I must do that. When I reach the shop, the job, the office, I must do this on my computer and what have you. Therefore, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam taught his beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, O beloved daughter Fatima, Quli, say after Fajr Salat, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, O Allah, you are ever living. Ya Qayyum, you are self-subsisting. Bi rahmatika astaghith. Through your mercy, I seek assistance. Allahumma aslih lana shanana kulla. O Almighty Allah, all my matters, all my affairs, bring about reform, goodness, piety in it. So daily we should make this our routine and our habit. After Fajr, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Allah, through your mercy, I seek assistance. Bi rahmatika nastaghith, we seek assistance. Allahumma aslih lana shanana kulla. O Allah, all the challenges, all the priorities that I have, you fulfill it and make it a reality. For us as Muslims, brothers, what is the greatest priority? Every rakat of every salat we are reading, Ihdina siratul mustaqim. O Allah, you guide us to the straight path. You lead us to the straight path. You show us the straight path. Hence, this hidayat is priority number one. But what is this hidayat, brothers? That is what we need to learn. Hidayat, the ulama have defined it, Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubil ibad. It is that effulgence and that nur which Almighty Allah places in the inner recesses of a person's heart. And when that iman and that nur enters, then that person can draw a distinction bain al-haqqi wal-batil, between truth and falsehood. So daily we are asking Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, give me that effulgence and that nur. When we walk from our home to the masjid, what is the masnoon and sunnah dua? Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi lisani nura. We're asking Almighty Allah, give me that nur and effulgence. So already from the home, from the house, we started begging Almighty Allah. And in our ruku, in our salat, so all that praising Almighty Allah, that what I ask you for, O Allah, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, give that to me. Now how will we obtain this, brothers? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. We have to strive in the path of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has made it very clear. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, that those who strive in my path, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا, surely we will give them guidance in various ways. You heard the adhan now, my brothers. Last week, big night, Sunday night, I was in Port Shepston. Who rendered the adhan now? The brothers from Madina Munawwara. Nine of them, I met them there in Port Shepston. I did not even know. Maulana informed me they are here now. Subhanallah, they left Madina Munawwara. to come to South Africa for what? For this very reason, interact with them. Some of them belong to the family of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. My brothers, when a person wants to obtain that greatest form of iman and the hidayat is to increase, then we have to work and make strive and struggle in the path of Almighty Allah. Then lanahdiyannahum subulana will take place. Remember, this deen of ours is filled with noor. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the effulgence in the heaven and the earth. Who is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The teaching of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam is filled with noor and effulgence. What is the Quran Kareem? وَأَنْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. We have revealed to you, O Muslims, that noor, that effulgence, which will make things very, very manifest and very clear. The iman that we possess, the Islam that we have, what does Almighty Allah say? أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. We open your heart so that the noor can enter from Almighty Allah. Today's world, my brothers, there's a clash going on. What is that clash? They want to steal that iman. They want to take away that noor. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention is to extinguish that effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths. You look at the mass media, what's happening today. They will paint Islam in such a manner and distort the whole picture. So therefore, the onus responsibility is on us to present the pure and pristine picture of Islam. And that can be done when we are striving in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. To present to the people, we have brought to you the message of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, of Mustafa Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Brothers, this hidayat, you get two types. One hidayat, for example, I ask you, what is the road to Ispingo Beach? You tell me, go straight, turn left, turn right. We show the way. That is what Mustafa alayhi salatu salam did. Wa innaka latahdi ila siratin mustaqim. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam came and showed humanity what is the way. But second example, a person says, I am going there to Ispingo, jump in with me, and I'll take you right till there. So when we speak of hidayat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That is what we are asking Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, you take us to our destination. You take us there to our Jannah. And that is the final destination of a Muslim. So that is what we are begging and asking Almighty Allah. So this, my brothers, is priority number one. Remember that every day we should be begging Almighty Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Allah, do not let our hearts get deviated after you have blessed us with this guidance. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. O Almighty Allah, grant us from your side a special mercy, because that mercy will envelope us, protect us from all the fitnas and fasad. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ. Indeed, you are the best of givers, O Almighty Allah. So that is the first lesson we all need to learn. And remember, brothers and sisters, that this is priority number one in a Muslim's life. We are very, very near the month of Ramadan. How are we preparing for the month of Ramadan? We are fasting for 10, 20, 40, 50, 60 years, many of us, alhamdulillah. Take these guidelines and make them a practical way, inshallah, for the preparation of Ramadan. What is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqul dhunub. To burn our sins. Ask ourselves, brothers, how many of us have already started burning our sins? What we do today is, we will say Ramadan is coming. Now is the last weekend, second last weekend. Let me go for my last fling. Let me go for my last party. And then I will make tawbah in Ramadan. This is the waswasa and whispering of shaitan. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan beautifies the vices. No. Practice on the meaning of Ramadan from now. We will stay away from the vices and the sin. So that is imperative. Second one, brothers, what is Ramadan teaching us? Ramadan is teaching us the love of Almighty Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. That those who possess true iman, they're intensely in love with Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, the first 20 days of Ramadan, I will not be eating, not be drinking, not fulfilling my lust and desires. for your love. And then when the last 10 days enter, there's a progression in that love. Ya Allah, I will come to your house. My beloved wife, my children, my shop, my job, all that is secondary. The primary objective of Allah is your love. So we come right into the house of Almighty Allah for the i'tikaf. Then the heart gets saturated with the love of Almighty Allah. When that happens, brothers, what happens? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions, when the moon for Eid ul-Fitr is sighted, Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'lumat, another season starts, the months of Hajj. Now we say, my hair, my clothing, everything is insignificant. Oh Allah, I'm wearing the towels, I'm wearing the ihram, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. I'm coming to your house, oh Allah. That is the sign of a true lover. We start with our siyam and qiyam, our fasting, our taraweeh. And then we went on to i'tikaf. And then we went for our umrah and our hajj and our ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. So everything is there showing us the love for Almighty Allah, the love for Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now make this Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan 1434, a special Ramadan. How? Each one of us has a timetable and use this as a guideline. We all are awake at suhoor time, at sehri time. So what are we going to do at sehri time? We wake up 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time you wake up. Take out 5 minutes there for istighfar. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ At sehri time, the pious people make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Speak to Almighty Allah in the darkness of the night. When a person, a nation makes istighfar, it has such an impact. Also on the clouds, it has an impact. يُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ Almighty Allah will send for you beneficial torrential rain. Almighty Allah will increase your wealth for you. Almighty Allah will bless you with children. These are all the worldly benefits just for istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Almighty Allah will not punish you when you engage and engross yourself in istighfar. All these are the promises of Almighty Allah. Do we have conviction in this, brothers? That is what we need to ask ourselves. So daily, especially in Ramadan, my brothers, take out that 4, 5, 6 minutes, istighfar. Our wives, our children, everyone should be engaged in that. Number 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6, 8 rakat, tahajjud salah. Number 3, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى The hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. The nearest the servant comes to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, when the servant is in sajda. Out of salat, my brothers, in the comfort of your home, go into sajda. Allah se manwana hai. Look at our country. Look at Africa. Look at the whole world, the turmoil we are going through. So beg Almighty Allah in that posture, in that position. And have this conviction that Almighty Allah will reply and answer to my supplication. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ Allah Ta'ala commands us, you ask of me and I will respond to you. But we need to have that conviction. 24/7 Allah opens the doors. But more so at the time of Sahri. More time also at the time of Tahajjud Ramadan. It is a month of Quran. Fasting is a duty. And remember, tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. My brothers, who see what Mustafa alayhi salatu salam would do during the month of Ramadan? Mustafa alayhi salam would read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam would read to Mustafa alayhi salam. A simple sunnah like that, can we not revive? You read to your son, your daughter, your wife, and they read to you. So in the comfort of our home, mashallah, we are reading the Quran daily. That is the beauty of Ramadan. Who studied the life of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah became hafiz of the noble Quran when he was 7 years old. When he was 10 years old, he by heart memorized the whole Muwatta Imam Malik, the work written by Imam Malik rahimahullah. Nevertheless, as he's growing up, he's becoming a giant, a great scholar. The month of Ramadan comes, my brothers. What happens? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah finishes 61 Quran Sharif in one Ramadan. During the day, khatam of one entire Quran Kareem. At night, another Quran Kareem. And on the Musalla Taraweeh time, one Quran. Obviously, we are not Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, but we can emulate them to a certain extent. That we start reading the Quran Kareem profusely from now. We don't have to wait for Ramadan, start from now. You take Surah Yasin. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. The hadith mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar. Surah Yasin, it is my ardent desire, Mustafa alayhi salam said, it should be in the heart of every one of my ummah. We should please Mustafa alayhi salam. If we start today, my brothers, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, every day we just learn 2-3 verses. Before the day of Eid comes, we will know the whole of Surah Yasin by heart. Can we not do that? We remember so many other things, but we cannot remember Surah Yasin. We'll be able to read Surah Yasin at the graveyard for our beloved parents. Itra'u Surah Yasin ala mawtakum, the hadith in Abu Dawood. Go read of Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahullah. It's a Friday, it's Ramadan. The last day, the last hours of his life. And he reads Surah Yasin 14 times that day. And then he meets his creator. Imagine. These were the people. You know, his janaza salat was read in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara. So that Ramadan, they used to appreciate so much and use their time in the tilawat of Quran. Every day put a challenge for yourself. I will put a smile on someone's face. Our mothers, sisters, someone is sending 7 samosas this side, 6 bhajiyas this side. I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about the person who did not expect it from us. We go and take that 50 rand, 100 rand, 5 rand, 2 rand, whatever we can expect. And quietly, discreetly, we put it in their hands. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Out of the love for Almighty Allah, sometimes they are feeding the miskeen, the poor and the destitute. Sometimes they are feeding the yatim, the orphan. And sometimes, وَأَسِيرًا, the one, the prisoner. Go to the prison. MashaAllah, some ulama are so involved in that. We ask them and show them that we care for humanity. Muslim or non-Muslim, we are prepared to assist you and help you. So that is what our functions are. When we study the ahadith of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَر مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَى. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam was more generous during the month of Ramadan than a hurricane wind. Imagine. You know, mashallah, the ulama and the brothers are here from Madinah Munawwara. You ask them, in Arabic, the ulama have stated, مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَّا فِي كَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam in the month of Ramadan could not use the word La. No, I cannot help you. The only time Mustafa alayhi salam used that word was in the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is what we need to emulate. We need to take the deen of Islam to everyone, brothers, more so in Ramadan. It is not only about my individual ibadat. Take this deen and share it with everybody. My last topic for today, my brothers, is we are facing great challenges here in South Africa. And I've discussed this issue with many, many ulama in South Africa. One of the greatest challenges we are facing is the threat of Shiaism. And I just want to discuss 2-3 issues here with you. So you are well equipped, because you know a few months ago I was in Iran. And when you see what's happening, then you realize the real reality what's going on in this world. Just take Syria today. Syria is 80-85% Ahlul Sunnah. The regime is Alawi Shia. More than 100,000 people, according to their statistics, have been murdered. That's our brothers, our sisters, our children. If you know, my brothers, what has happened to our women, if you know what has happened to our men and children, then definitely we will tear and cry. But we live in a country where we are so comfortable. When we are in comfort zone, we become oblivious of the plight of the ummah. Take South Africa, look at the micro, and then I'll speak about the macro. Micro is South Africa. In Soweto, from where I come, is Lanesia, and Soweto is our neighbor. The Shias are putting up a masjid for more than 8 million rand, right in the heart of Soweto. No one can stop them. You know, we live in a democratic country. So, they're already targeting the indigenous people. They're already targeting the poor Muslims. You go here to your Vellum and Ottawa and these places. Go and see how many poor people they have already converted to their so-called Islam. Go to Cape Town. There are two radio stations there. One station, they got control of it totally almost now. So they're using the media. Few weeks ago, I was in Bosmon. Bosmon is a Malay-colored area. Delivering Jummah lecture. And after the lecture, the khutbah salat, one brother comes to me. He takes out his card and he says that, please keep this card. When I look at it, I see he is a politician and he belongs to one of the power parties in the Gauteng legislature. He says the Shias came to us and told us, we are prepared to give you $1-2 million. Money is no problem. The embassy or whoever they will get the money from. But you must reserve for us few seats in the 2014 elections. My brothers and sisters, the message I want to give you is this. South Africa has not known of such a fitna in South Africa like the menace and the threat we are facing now of the Shias. They are going to our universities, going to the colleges, going to school, going to the poor areas and targeting the rich and the professionals and telling them the Islam you have, that is not the true Islam. We will teach, Allah forbid, we will teach you Ahle Bayt Islam. They play on the emotions of people. You know Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Hassan radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Hussein radiallahu anha. They speak of all this. And you find, I am already interacting with so many people. The way they will take the name of Sahaba as though it is the Sahaba are nothing. Astaghfirullah. My brothers, these are 4 or 5 points you must take cognizance of them. When I was in Iran, there's a place called Kashan. This is nothing that I read, is what I'm telling you, what I saw. So remember, Kashan is a place. The person who murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Fajr time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is performing salat. And Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi comes and stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He's a Zoroastrian fire worshipper, Majusi. The Shias, if you read their history, Ahle Faris, Persia, they also were fire worshippers. They loved his action so much. Now, after the revolution, they have built a big shrine. And that shrine is called the Mazar of Baba Shujauddin. Any person who tells you about unity or is sympathetic to the Shias, you must ask him this question. You want, we must accept that they built a shrine and they venerate and respect it. And that shrine is built for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And they called it Shujauddin, the person who was brave for the sake of deen. So one question. When I was in Shiraz, it was a Tuesday or Wednesday. I told the agent there, I had to pay them and everything. Then I had a flight to Tehran. I told them, see, they call me Mr. Husseini. I told them, this Husseini is not Shia. I'm proper Ahlu Sunnah. And I must read Jummah Salat in a Sunni masjid. Don't worry, everything arranged for you. Thursday they phoned me and they told me there is no masjid in Tehran for us, the Ahlu Sunnah. Think of it properly. 80 million people in Iran. 15 million people in the capital, Tehran. Not one single masjid, brothers and sisters, for us, the Ahlu Sunnah in the capital, Tehran. And we went to America, China, Canada, Australia, so many countries with the help and mercy of Allah. No way did we have problem to read Jummah Salat. But in the so-called Islamic Republic of Iran, we have these problems there. Brothers, we need to protect our iman. People are coming today to snatch our iman, our children's iman. Two. One about the murder of Sayyidina Umar. Second one, no masjid for us, Ahlu Sunnah in Tehran. Three. I brought the books to show the ulama because they know the Arabic language. I can show anybody that in the books of theirs, in every big masjid of theirs, you will find it. This is Farsi, is Persian. Nakale kufr, kufr nabashid. What I'm going to tell you now is kufr, but remember, I'm telling you what they wrote. In their books, which they distribute freely, Allahumma al-an, awwala man zalamana, wa thaniya, wa thalith. Oh Allah, curse the first one who made zulam upon us, the second one and third one. They are cursing Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, cursing Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, cursing Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, and then the text goes on, Allahumma al-an Muawiyah wa Aba Sufyan. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Oh Allah, curse Muawiyah and his father Abu Sufyan. A person, a nation who are prepared to curse the greatest of this ummah. So where do we stand? My brothers, my message to you is this. Look at Syria. Remember the Alawis there are murdering our people and the support is coming from all Iran, Hezbollah, all these places. So that should be a big, big lesson to all of us. And here in South Africa, how many of our women, our brothers, sisters are starting to get married to them? Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail. Tawdihul Masail is the work by Khomeini. He says you can make mut'a for 1 hour with a lady and after 1 hour you walk away and everything is fine. If that is not prostitution, what it is? My brothers, my beloved youth, my message to you today. From today, start making special dua. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our children, protect our beloved country. From this menace of the Shias, because they have the funds, they have the influence. And let me make one thing very clear here. Wherever there is trouble in the world, remember the enemy will always give preference to the Shias over us, the Ahlus Sunnah. If you think the enemy are going to help us, the Ahlus Sunnah, then we are very naive and simple-minded. They will always give preference to the Shia over us. So my brothers, my message to you is very simple. One day a person in Jummah gave a talk and spoke ill against Hazrat Usman radiallahu an, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. I went to his house because the ulama informed me. I just asked him a question. You have son-in-law? He said, yes. I said that if I start speaking ill of your son-in-law, would you like it? He said, no. I said, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an is a son-in-law of Mustafa alayhi salam, not once, but twice. And you had the audacity on a Jummah to speak against him? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an ruled this ummah for 20 years, from the year 41 to 60. And Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, who abdicated power and handed over the mantle of Khilafat to him. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, who I asked him, do you know who he is? He is the brother-in-law of Mustafa alayhi salam. His sister Umm Habiba was married to Mustafa alayhi salam. If someone speaks ill of your brother-in-law, will you accept it? So brothers, we conclude today's talk. May Almighty Allah keep us with the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Make our death on the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah's belief. And brothers, always protect the honor of the Sahaba. Then tomorrow, inshallah, we can be with the Sahaba and Mustafa alayhi salam. If we did not do that, my brothers, then I'm afraid we have failed the mission and the message which Mustafa alayhi salatu salam has given us. Make this dua daily, brothers. Ya Allah, make me the khadim of your deen. Make me the servant of your deen. Allah will choose us in different ways and make our khatima on iman. May Almighty Allah bless our mujahideen, our martyrs. What sacrifices they are going through. So brothers, at least remember them on this Mubarak day, the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.